Good morning, everyone. This is the 4th of November, 2017. And the thoughts this morning are on the Architect of Zion. The Architect of Zion. The Word of God tells us that Christ said that he will build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is a proclamation, a decree of God, that his church will stand forever. He is the one who has ordained it. He is the one that has proclaimed it. He is a mighty God. You know, and so when we realize that he is the great, greatest architect, he's the builder of Zion, his throne is forever and ever. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. Colossians 1:17. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2:19. He is the Prince of Peace. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. The peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. The statehood of Israel has been in continual flux. There's been numerous wars over there in the Middle East from its inception. But the Lord buildeth up Zion. The Lord is wonderful and excellent in his foundation. His foundation is sure and tested by his Son, Jesus Christ. You know, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with him? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. This is something we need to proclaim far and wide. That the Lord buildeth up Zion. Her walls are stalwart, and nothing can tear her down. She may be attacked from all sides, and it may appear as though she's been devastated, but the Lord is the one who builds up Zion. Who is Zion? Who is Zion? Well, there's a lot of confusion about Zion these days with all the dispensational teaching out there. And you know, this whole preoccupation with the rebuilding of the temple is a false Zion. It's not the true Zion of God. You know, in Amos 9:6, we're told, it is he that buildeth his stories in the heaven, and hath founded his troop in the earth. He that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth, the Lord is his name. that those people over there in the state of Israel have forgotten their maker. You know, Hosea 8:14 says, Israel hath forgotten his maker, buildeth temples, and Judah hath multiplied fenced cities, but I will send a fire upon his cities, and he shall devour the palaces thereof. But the true architect of Zion, Psalm 2:6, I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Yeah. Psalm 87:5, and of Zion it shall be said, this and the man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. You know, God is the builder of Zion. And she was purchased by Christ with his blood. There's no greater cost that was paid than for Zion. Psalm 102:16, when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Psalm 48:12, walk about Zion and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Psalm 50, verse 2, out of Zion the perfection of beauty God hath shined. Psalm 76:2, in Salem also is his tabernacle, and the dwelling place in Zion. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Psalm 99:2. Psalm 102:21, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. Let all them that be confounded and turn back that hate Zion. Psalms 129:5. Isaiah 127. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment and her converts with righteousness. Well, Psalm 78:68, but chose the tribe of Judah, the mount of Zion, which he loved. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Psalm 87:2. Jeremiah 6:2, I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. Jeremiah 31:6, for there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, rise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. Joel 3:21, I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. God is the builder of the walls of Zion. You know, Psalm 9:14, that I may show forth all the praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in thy salvation. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. Psalm 69:39. Well, Zion, we're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion, that beautiful city of God. You know, he has so orchestrated the events for eternity that he will certainly rule as king forever. Psalm 48:2, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of north, the city of the great king. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, thou shalt see the goodness of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. These great and precious promises that we have regarding Zion have nothing to do with some place here on this earth. This has to do with a heavenly kingdom. You know, This has to do with a spiritual kingdom. This has to do with that city whose builder and maker is God, Revelation 14:1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. Isaiah 35:10, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Well, that's a great proclamation. It's a great proclamation. And even though the Church of God has been attacked, they've had to suffer, they have been ridiculed, they have been mocked, they have been scorned, there's coming a time when there's not going to be any sorrow anymore. Jeremiah 31:12, therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together in the goodness of the Lord for wheat and for wine and for oil and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their souls shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Wow. Joel 3:17, so shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more. Well, Psalm 51:18, do good in thy good pleasure and design, build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Psalm 102:13, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. The set time is come. Isaiah 41:27, the first shall say to Zion, behold, behold them, and I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. Jeremiah 51:10, the Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. We're proclaiming the work of the Lord our God today. And Psalm 53:6, oh, that salvation of Israel will come out of Zion when God bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Well, we're speaking of the new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven. Psalm 135:21, blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth that Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. You know, there are so many passages in the Bible that proclaim Zion as the city of God, the city of God, the habitation wherein dwelleth righteousness. I'm glad that we are serving the greatest architect, the spiritual architect, the one who redeemed and ransomed with his own blood his people. And I'm glad that we have a great anticipation of being with God in his habitation one of these days. You know, God is a protector of Zion. Zechariah 8:2. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was zealous for Zion with great jealousy. I was zealous for her with great fury. (Clears throat) Isaiah 28:16, therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious stone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Joel 2:32, And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Well, the Lord is the one who buildeth up the walls of Zion, this eternal city of our God. You know, Isaiah 40:9, O Zion that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountains. O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the city of Judah, Behold your God. Well, I'm glad that God reigns. God reigns. Isaiah 52:7, How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. So this morning, let us realize that it is the Lord that buildeth up Zion. Zion's walls will stand forever, because God has built her up. He has suffered greatly for her, having drunk of the most bitter cup. Her walls are sustained by the greatest architect of all time, secured by the purchase of the most sublime. She has been maligned, attacked, ridiculed, and cast down, but her master builder holds the scepter and wears a crown. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and sustains her with love, sent from the Father from heaven above. Zion's walls will stand forever, her walls are secure, and God's blood-bought people will eternally endure. Well, let us remember that God is the builder of Zion. May God be with you this Saturday and throughout this weekend. And let us continue to proclaim the sure mercies of David. God bless.